Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, we're going to talk a little bit of BMX now. We've been promoting this right the way through the last couple of weeks. It's massive. It's the UCI BMX World Cup. Brizzy, 24 and 25, out at the Sleeman Centre. That, if you haven't been out there, go out and have a look at the facilities they've got out there. And the BMX facilities are just sensational. Olympian and our Australian BMX team manager, Luke Bedil, is joining us. Luke, it's exciting, mate, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me. It's a huge time of year. Olympics aren't far away around the corner. And, we've got a lot of World Cup events coming up and some big points for our country to gain.
Yeah, at least someone's got some facilities. Hey, Luke, how long has there been your pathways type job in BMX?
It is something that's being slowly created. Obviously, BMX hasn't been in the Olympics for a long period, so 2008 was the first one, and we've just seen the pathway slowly build and develop over time. So obviously, like a lot of sports, our goal is to try and have a strong pathway for the riders to come through and have the best opportunity to represent their country at the Games.
Hey, in my time with the television side of things, I met a few of the young ones coming through. They can virtually travel the world with this sport, can't they?
Yeah, it's a little bit different to other sports where some sports, obviously, you have to make selections into teams and it takes a long process. And BMX is a little bit different where you can get a license and almost go to a world championship or a World Cup almost instantly. Making selections into teams a little bit harder, but it definitely gives you the freedom to travel internationally earlier in your career and experience. So good and bad as well, because it does speed up that development a little bit quicker.
Yeah, and the age range is unbelievable. It's bigger than swimming. You know, the swimming teams go from 14 to 33. Your talent is 5 to about master's ages.
Yeah, we do. It is a big range, and that's why they call it a family sport. So we've actually got, they call them mini-wheelers, so from 2 to 5 years old, so on the balance bike heading around. And then, some of our riders are up to 70-plus. So it's one of those sports where parents take their kids out to have a go, and then they end up signing up themselves to have a ride. So it is a great atmosphere.
And, of course, there was a fascination during the Tokyo Games with the Sakakibaras. Their story captivated the nation, didn't it?
It did, and really, really great family, and their culture and what they've done for the sport's been amazing as well. Kai, unfortunately, with his accident, was a big step in the sport, but his sister Sae is doing a fantastic job and a really strong potential for us to win a medal at the Games.
She might have even surprised herself, the courage she showed to win the Worlds again in October 23, eh? Where do our athletes sit in the world rankings and standings?
It's really tight at the moment, so that's what's probably the most exciting about these World Cups coming up. So the girls are currently sitting in fifth place, where they can select two riders to go, and the men are currently in eighth, but within the top 10, it's literally only a few hundred points difference. And when they can win 500 points at these World Cups, we'll definitely see some shifting over the next few weeks, which is probably coming down to some of the tightest selections we've seen. So it's definitely going to be cutthroat for a lot of these countries.
Hey, great to chat. Just quickly give us an overview of what we're going to see. So if you're a BMX novice and you want to go out and watch the world's best, Brisbane, 24 and 25 out there at the Sleeman Centre, Brisbane SX, what are they going to see and how many competitors?
Well, they're going to see the best riders in the world. So potentially the Olympic gold medalists and all will be there because they're trying to qualify right now. Anyone that hasn't seen the sport, it's extremely high action with a lot of jumps, a lot of crashes, and a lot of riders just battling to try and get to that spot. Again, they're going to see some various ages if they're out there for the whole weekend with the National Series going on. But yeah, definitely if they get out to Sleeman or if they want to find more out about it, if they jump onto the BMX World CupBrisbane.com.au website, they can get tickets and head out and check it out themselves.
Brilliant to chat, Luke. Thanks, for, and I know we'll catch up here, hopefully before the event as well, mate. Thank you.
Thanks, Luke.
Thanks for having me.
Luke Maddell there, Luke Maddell, Australian BMX team manager. Brought to you, of course, this UCI BMX World Cup in Brisbane, 24 and 25 at Brisbane SX. So at the end of this month, get your tickets now.